The U.S. government's effort to rebuild Iraq depends in part on restarting Iraq's economy, and we're about to meet the man in charge of that effort. Thomas Foley is a former business executive who's now the director of private sector development for the Coalition Provisional Authority that oversees Iraq. Though Iraq has been a major oil producer, Foley says the business climate is less than ideal.
You need to remove a lot of the distortions in the economy. Energy subsidies, for example, are one. The company law, which makes it very difficult for people to form companies and for entrepreneurs and small business owners to thrive in free markets. We need to develop the credit markets there and capital markets, which were virtually non-existent. And we need to revise the commercial laws and shore up the judicial system so that commercial disputes, first of all, can get settled and can get settled promptly.
Now, Mr. Foley, what will be the future of Iraq's state-owned industries? Oil, of course, is the biggest, but there are others, including cement and some others.
Oil, I suspect the oil production assets will remain a part of the government. It would be very unusual for a country such as Iraq to privatize the production, but many of them have privatized the downstream assets, the distribution, which is gas stations, et cetera. Most of the businesses in the Ministry of Industry and Minerals, however, which are basic manufacturing, cement, and other businesses that aren't typically owned by governments, I suspect that when a sovereign Iraqi government is in place, they will choose to privatize most of those businesses.
When a sovereign Iraqi government is in place, you won't be making those decisions?
Well, we've only been asked to put together a plan for privatization if and when a sovereign government determines that it's a good thing to do. But I believe that many of the state-owned enterprises at some point will end up in the private sector.
What are some specific investors or companies that you've been talking to about moving into Iraq?
Well, soft drink bottling, financial services, resort-type businesses. They run the gamut. What we try to do is try to get people to come and visit, meet local entrepreneurs, and make contacts within the ministries. Because once they come and visit, they realize that the security problems aren't nearly as bad as is represented on television, for example.
I'd like to hear you make the case a little more strongly for that, because it does seem quite obvious that hundreds of American soldiers have been killed, that a great many Iraqis have been threatened or killed if they help the Americans. There do seem to be some pretty far-reaching security concerns.
Well, security is an issue, but much of the security risk is really random. A lot of it is not as targeted as it seems, so it's more a risk of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So far, we haven't found anybody who isn't willing to come because of security issues, and once they come, they seem to get quite comfortable that they can conduct business there.
How much of Iraq's economy do you think will end up in the hands of outsiders, foreigners?
Well, when you say how much of the economy ends up in their hands, when a foreigner comes and invests in Iraq, builds a plant, for example, do you consider that in the hands of foreigners? Or
I don't know. I mean, obviously, a lot of foreigners own a lot of things in the United States, and it's worked out fine. Other countries have had foreign ownership that they're not happy with.
Sure. I happen to know that BMW owns a plant down in Greenville, South Carolina, but all the people who work there are Americans, and most of them consider that an American facility and an American product. So I think that's pretty similar to what you have in Iraq. Foreign capital will come and be employed, but it will be Iraqi jobs, and it will be probably Iraqi managers who are making the decisions. And so I don't really see that as foreigners controlling the economy.
Tom Foley is the director of private sector development for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq, and he will be heading back to Iraq in the next few days. Mr. Foley, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed chatting with you.